weird part about this trade is, even though it grabs a lot of headlines, it's ultimately trades for backups. Because T.J. Duckett is an insurance policy. He's a guy that's going to be a big back that's going to be available if Clinton Portis can't hold up because of the dislocated shoulder. I know talking to the Redskins last night, the reason that they made the trade is that they're confident that Clinton's going to be there for the opener, but also, too, can he survive all the hits with all the running plays that they'd like to have? They realize that. That's why they're willing to give up the equivalent of a third-round choice as an insurance policy to bring him in. And Lalee comes into a team that really only threw the ball or completed the ball last year to wide receivers for 105 passes. Well, if he wants to be a number one receiver, you know, he would probably prefer going to a team that would get the ball to 100 times for the number one receiver. Well, that's not happening. You know, Michael Vick doesn't run that type of an offense. And so this might not be the optimum type of trade. He goes in as a third receiver. He's big. They need that. He's got speed. They need that. But also, too, he's got to work his way into being number two or number one, and that may not happen initially. So it's one of the trades where I guess the biggest thing, if you're Ashley, you're out of Denver.